Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for a Restful Mind, written and read by Megan Evans. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Philippians 4:8 from the New Living Translation. Does your thought life run a mile a minute? With constant information coming at us throughout the day, it's easy to find our mind pulled in multiple directions and sometimes all at once. If you're prone to multitasking like I am, then you know how these tugs for our attention can easily compete. And who can fault us in this crazy busy world that we live in today? Yet, the Lord wants so much more for you and me than simply our ability to keep up with life's constant distraction. God calls us to enjoy a daily peace of mind. This morning, I found myself simultaneously talking on the phone, glancing down to read messages from a group text, and sorting clothes for the washing machine. When I finally had the chance to sit down with a cup of coffee, I found myself reaching for my phone rather than enjoying the pause and rest. Does this pattern of distraction sound familiar to you? Lord, guide my thoughts and actions today to help me recognize the many opportunities to savor the peace of your presence. Perhaps more than ever, we crave stillness. We may seek rest for our body, but do we seek out rest for our mind? For this, the Bible points us to the importance of focusing on God and letting our mind enjoy resting in His goodness. God created mankind beautifully with brains for thinking, emotions for feeling, and daily experiences for interacting. Yet we don't always respond in ways that lead us to live in the daily peace He wants for us. This activity can leave our mind overwhelmed, but thankfully not overlooked. As we are reminded in Matthew 10:30, our Heavenly Father cares about us down to the very number of hairs on our head. This kind of loving detail assures us that God cares for our entire body, including our mind. Lord, train me to take good care of my whole self and make me aware of any unhealthy areas. It is easy to reflexively reach for fillers that will distract and entertain us instead of seeking true moments of rest for our mind. Philippians 4:8 gives us 8 prayerful areas to reset our focus back on Jesus. It is life-giving to think about what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. This list is a much-needed call to take a brain break throughout our day. It also reminds us to be selective about what we see and hear so that we can experience God's best for us, including our thought life. When we keep our mind numb and soaked in dishonoring or distracting content day in and day out, it becomes hard to hear the lead and counsel of the Holy Spirit. When our thoughts are fixed on the world, the enemy is all too happy to fill us with his worldly lies. Yet in Christ, we can be set free from a mind full of unrest and untruth. Lord, I don't want to settle for anything less than your very best for my mind today. When we struggle to stay focused on what matters most, it can lead us experiencing weariness. Psalm 97:2 proclaims that righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. Therefore, the rightful place for our every concern is at the feet of King Jesus today. With God's Word as our standard of measurement for decision-making in this world, and with the Holy Spirit as our guide and wise counsel, we can begin to triage our thought life one step at a time. We can take brain breaks in prayer and worship, or simply enjoy God's undivided attention. We can rest our mind daily and begin to experience the peace of God. What thoughts are you dwelling on today? What needs to be released into God's care and exchanged for His truth? Let's pray for a restful mind today. Dear Lord, I surrender my thought life to the cross. Help me learn to view my world through the lens of your truth rather than fixing my thoughts on earthly perception, assumption, or opinion. Reveal and forgive the areas of my mind that do not bring you glory today. Slow me down and help me stay focused on you, Jesus. Rather than just reacting to distraction, train my mind to focus and respond to your lead. Give me discernment and the desire to live out Philippians 4:8 daily, reminding me often to rest, pray, and reflect on your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.